brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to be talking with libertarian political commentator, activist, proponent of the Austrian School of Economics and chairman of the Ludwig von Mises Institute, Lou Rockwell, coming up in the next segment. Then we got Jim Mars, author of The Trillion Dollar Conspiracy on the New World Order, Man-Made Disease, and Zombie Banks Are Destroying America, The Rise of the Fourth Right, The Secret Societies That Threaten to Take Over America, and other popular titles. He'll be joining us to cover the latest news and to take your calls. But one of the first things I'm going to talk about with Lou Rockwell coming up is this report. It's a long report. It's a transcript of a piece by Ian Monroe, CTV, that's the big national television up in Canada. Internet groups fear UN could threaten cyberspace. Officials from 18 countries held an impromptu late-night meeting earlier this month at the United Nations office in Geneva and made a decision that rattled internet technocrats around the world. Autocratic governments like China, autocratic, that's a nice way of saying tyrannical. Wow, you don't see that in American media talking bad about the murdering Chinese communists anymore. They must have not got with the times, Ian Monroe. Didn't you know China is now the model for the planet, according to the Council on Foreign Relations? Autocratic governments like China and Iran attended the meeting, and it did several democratic ones, despite protests from Portugal and the United States. That's the U.S. Again, they play the good cop. It's not our government anymore. They voted to staff a working group on the future of the Internet Conference Forum, an important theater of discussion on matters of cyberspace by governments alone. And then it goes on with the admissions that they're calling for the end of net neutrality, governments to be able to control the Internet, shut it down if they wish. It's a long story, but it's got it all in there. The seemingly arcane move reverberated through a community of technical experts, academics, and civil society groups who felt that they had been unfairly excluded. 14 technical organizations that help oversee how cyberspace runs wrote an open letter asking the UN Commission on Science and Technology for Development to reserve its decision and to reverse it. Meanwhile, the Internet Society, an umbrella group that helps manage technical standards online, posted a petition to its website in protest. A significant fuss has been kicked up about it, said Byron Holland, president and CEO of the Canadian Internet Registration Authority, which manages the CA domain. The UN's trying to take all that over. And it's funny, earlier this year, the U.S. government and ICANN transferred more authority to the UN. So they're all involved in this. Remember, our government created the UN, so they always blame it for their own initiatives. Continuing, even Google waded into the fray. Vint Cerf, a vice president on the online behemoth and one of the pioneers of the Internet, added his name to the petition alongside 2,600 others. He also attacked the UN decision on December 17th blog posted on Google's website. See, they don't like the Chinese and others taking over the web for themselves. They want it for them. It's not that they actually want a free web. We don't believe governments should be allowed to grant themselves a monopoly on Internet governance, Cerf wrote. The current bottoms-up open approach works, protecting users from vested interest and enabling rapid innovation. Let's fight to keep it that way. You mean on the Microsoft Google architecture that's surveilling everyone, huh? So-called free web. You mean the one that censors us off Google News, the one that's starting to censor us on the web? You mean that one? Are you talking about that Internet? Or where you illegally spy on everybody and are getting a lot of trouble for it? You mean that Internet? 11 days later, the UN buckled under pressure, according to Internet Society, and agreed to include up to 20 non-governmental groups. And it just goes into the Cyber Peace Treaty. They also have the secret, been leaked for over a year, Internet Copyright Treaty that just allows government or private agencies to shut down any website they want with no court, no nothing. We'll talk to Lou Rockwell straight ahead. We got Jim Mars coming up as well. Our website's prisonplanet.tv. Stay with us.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Organization, formerly in Congress. He's the head of the Ludwig von Mises Institute. He's the chairman of it, and he joins us for the next 52 minutes to cover the March of Tyranny, to talk about Ron Paul, Rand Paul. We're going to get his take on the TSA, on the warrantless federal checkpoints taking blood, the threat fusion centers, all of it with Lou Rockwell today. But Lou, first off, great to have you here as we prepare to close out 2010. What do you think's most important on your radar screen?
Well, Alex, I think we've got a very exciting year ahead, both in a good sense and in a bad sense. No question that the sort of tyranny that you and I have been fighting against for so long and have worried about its approach is coming very fast now. I mean, the police state, the erection of the police state, is very frightening. The wars that they're running, the concentration camps that they have, the torture that they engage in, the fact that we've had two presidents in a row that now have said, if they determine that you're a bad guy, they can secretly arrest you, kidnap you, of course, is what's happening, take you to a secret prison, secretly torture you, secretly kill you, or to secretly keep you there for the rest of your life. So, you know, if I mean, that sounds more to me like Brezhnev than it does like what's supposed to be an American president. So we have a very alarming thing. And then, of course, we have what they're doing to the economy. We have what Bernanke and the rest of the gang at current bubble is not going to feel like prosperity to any real person, just to the big banks and the big Wall Street firms and the government itself, of course. So we have what they're doing economically. We have the police state. We have the wars that they're running. And there's never been a government as big as the U.S. government in the history of the world. I mean, this is the biggest, most powerful, richest government ever to exist. It has untrammeled powers like no other government. They can, and part of that is the reason they can just print the money that they expect to want to spend. They have these gigantic counterfeiting presses that we call the Federal Reserve. But I think that's these are all reasons why the thing is actually going down, because they're going to destroy the dollar. They're going to destroy the government economically, the Treasury, the Fed, and all the rest of them. Therefore, they're not going to be able to keep up the empire with its 700 gigantic military bases all over the world. They're going to be forced, I think and hope, to bring the troops home and to really cut back in the government. Of course, they're going to be screaming about this. They're going to be warning us that, oh, the terrorists are going to get us, and, you know, all the rest of their mythical cries. But I believe, and I don't know when it's going to happen, it could happen this next year, might be 5 years from now, might be 10 years from now, but I think within the lifetime of virtually everybody listening to this show today, that we are going to see the U.S. government forced to get back, not to a constitutional level probably, but significantly cut, significantly less powerful. That'll be good for us. It'll be good for the world. It'll be something to cheer about.
I agree with you, but I clearly, and I've even read this in some of the public white papers from CFR, Rand Corporation, and others, that the military-industrial complex is basically planning to continue to fund themselves out of a type of third-world casino gulag model, and that it'll be good for the rest of the world that the Colossus is going to implode. But here domestically, if we don't expose them for their crimes and reverse what they've done, all of these imperial forces that are torturing and drug dealing and kidnapping and all the rest of it are going to be back here concentrated. So whereas the vampires have been spread all over the world, supping on a million Iraqis, you know, murdering people in Serbia, Georgia, you name it, now all the vampires are going to come back here, and it's going to be scary.
Well, and of course, as the great classical liberals and libertarians have always held, you can't have an empire overseas and a limited government at home. You either have, if you have an imperial government overseas, it's imperial at home too, and it treats the American people like peons. So we shouldn't be treated like peons. People in other countries shouldn't be treated like peons. And the exact process that you're talking about, because we saw it with the CIA, which very early became a major drug dealer. Probably in the 1940s, certainly by the time of the Vietnam War, the CIA then and still is maybe the major drug dealer in the world. This, of course, is one of the reasons for the Afghan War. The U.S. is in league with the so-called Northern League, who were the pro-communist drug lords in Afghanistan. So this stuff is still continuing, and it gives the CIA, which, of course, is spying on us here at home, even though it's illegal for them to do so, gives them power and money. So, you know, this is a many-faceted gem of evil that we face, and you're exactly right. We have to educate people as to what's going on, sound the alarm, and I believe that if the American people actually withdraw their consent from this operation in Washington, it can't actually succeed. We saw a little bit of that with the TSA. You mentioned you, of course, were heroic against the TSA. This is, I think, an extremely important issue, and we actually saw them push back a little bit because of all the popular opposition around the time of Thanksgiving and since then. So, of course, they're going to start up all the porno scanners, the dangerous radiation scanners, all the horrific feel-ups and so forth that are designed not to find a terrorist, but to humiliate us, to make us feel like cattle, so they can just show us that they can do anything to us and nothing can happen to them. So all those kinds of procedures, they're going to try to start them up again. That's why we have to start up our anti-TSA campaign again, to go after these people, to alert Americans. This is just pure, I don't think there's ever been anything, I don't think even Hitler or Stalin did this stuff. I mean, it's quite an astounding and humiliating and disgusting business they're doing in the airports, and they can be beaten. They can be pushed back. We saw it again the end of last year, and I think it's going to be a very important thing again this year.
Lou Rockwell is our guest, the chairman of the Ludwig von Mises Institute. I want to get into the economy. I want to get more into the TSA and this control grid that clearly is training us to have government get in our comfort zones to teach us that we're the terrorist. I saw Ridge announce 8 years ago, right as Homeland Security was getting cabinet position, in a two-hour C-SPAN piece, and I've been warning people ever since, that they would be on the streets, they would be at checkpoints, you'll have to have an ID card to have a job, an internal passport. They now admit that indeed this is what they're doing, but you literally stole my thunder there, Lou. My next point was dealing with Nazi Germany. Even Hitler, and I've studied it deeply, and even Stalin, Mao, they didn't put on paper that they were secretly torturing people for confessions. They didn't put on paper that they could torture children in front of their parents, like John Yoo and Alberto Gonzalez and others. They didn't put on paper that they were involved in narcotics trafficking. Now Fox News comes out with Geraldo Rivera, and the troops admit, yes, we help them grow the opium. It's being produced at record levels. Is this just hubris, or I believe, from studying them, it's more of a psychological warfare op where they're trying to, because we've exposed them, just bring it all out in the open and inoculate us to psychologically to accept anything and everything. I mean, first it's, oh, you don't like us body scanning you? Now we'll grope you. Now we'll do both. Now we'll put our hands in your pants. I mean, they literally go in the pants and squeeze the underwear and squeeze the genitals. What do you think? I mean, is it just power mad, or is there something more to it?
Well, I think it's, first of all, they enjoy it. It's something about the kinds of, F.A. Hayek, the great Austrian economist, had a chapter in his book, The Road to Serfdom, called Why the Worst Rise to the Top, and he was talking about government. In general, the kinds of conduct that don't get you anywhere in a business rise you right to the top in government, whether it's successful lying, demagoguery, being power mad. So these people, they love it. They love taking an innocent person and putting their boot on the neck and pushing your face in the mud. I mean, they actually like that. This is not, of course, just the American criminals. It's criminals in governments all over the world.
To briefly interrupt, it's from 1984. O'Brien's torturing Winston, and he says, you want to know the future, Winston? It's a boot stomping on a human face forever.
Well, that's what they want, and they not only wanted it to in order to maintain power, in order to enrich themselves, but they also want it because they like it.
Yes.
They like doing it, and so you can see it in the eyes. There's a wonderful many novels written about this sort of thing. Of course, Orwell was so great, but there's something about the eyes of these people. When I was a boy, the cops were, I thought, at least in the middle class town I lived in, pretty much decent guys. But today, the cops are not decent guys. For the most part, there are some, but they go after the damaged guys from Iraq and from Afghanistan, and they put them in there, and they treat them and train them to think of us as the people who they're occupying. They really are, whether Malcolm X was right at the time or not, he'd be right today. The cops are an occupying force.
Well, I want to say it exactly. You had some big cities with corrupt, predatory police forces. You can see the photos and old newsreels, and those corrupt cops with the predatory eyes look like a lot of the cops today. But even back when I was young, I mean, cops, and a lot of old cops I know, they were really into being real tough guys. They were into protecting people, and they liked people bringing them pie and coffee and knowing the locals, and really did hate criminals and did enjoy, defending the Republic on average. Now they are automatons who are on power trips more and more, and it's just, and you can see the tyranny. I mean, not just the actions, your instinct when you see a crazed cop, as a man, I literally get my hackles up and I go, that's an enemy. That's somebody who isn't, let's talk about when we come back, the points I just made, elaborating on what Lou just said and how we somehow reverse this, the full federalization of police and more. We'll get into what Lou thinks is going to happen with the economy, how the empire will unravel, what we can do. LouRockwell.com is just an amazing website. I'm Alex Jones. We'll be right back.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913. Made his great grandchildren believe you could live to 103.
It's very simple. When you militarize the police, the military's trained to kill people and break things, to fight a foreign enemy. And decades ago, the police would deny they were being federalized. They would deny that they were being militarized. Now they call themselves paramilitary organizations. Lou, you got cut off by the break. Continue with your point.
Well, you know, follow up on your point just now, I remember when Richard Nixon, the evil Nixon, and the Republican Party started the open militarization and federalization of local police forces with the Law Enforcement Assistance Administration. in the 1970s, and it's been a steady increase today. So that, yeah, the local cops are adjuncts of the federal government, and they all look like soldiers. I mean, is there anybody listening to this show who, when they see a cop car or a cop, think, "Oh, thank God, I'm going to be protected"? I mean, none of us think that. And even in the little town I live in, the cops look like something out of Star Wars. I mean, they're all wearing body armor, and they have all kinds of advanced weapons in the trunk of their police car. And it's very alarming. I mean, they clearly are becoming an occupation force. But you know, there's one thing I want to bring up, one optimistic point. There was a man called Étienne de la Boétie, who was a French thinker in the 16th century. Murray Rothbard writes about him and makes the same point. David Hume, Ludwig von Mises, others. The governments can depend on the consent of the governed. Even totalitarian governments depend at least on the tacit consent, because if we remember what happened in Romania when the people had finally had enough of Ceausescu and his people, didn't matter that they had the army, didn't matter that they had the secret police, they went down because the number of victims of the government is far vaster than the number of people living off the government.
And no amount of propaganda could stop that from happening. And Ceausescu, hours before he was overthrown, was up there bossing them around at a rally.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Cops started beating people up, and the people just finally said, "That's it, we're done, it's over." And Ceausescu, of course, was tried and executed within just a day or so of that. And again, a lot of police, and I want to be positive about this, despite all the brainwashing and the fact that they've tried to train the police that the public is their enemy, a lot of police are starting to see through this as well and realize what's happening.
Well, I think that's true, and I think that there are a lot of good guys in the police forces, and there are a lot of good people who work for the government. In fact, when we actually really start to make progress against this whole regime, we'll see a lot of people in the government joining us. This is what's happened in any other similar instance in human history. The rulers can no longer count on their own troops or their own police. We saw a little bit of this back during the Vietnam War. I've always argued that the reason that they couldn't keep up the Vietnam War, which was a war of aggression against innocent people, entirely evil, entirely rotten, probably there were 6 million people killed. Martin Van Creveld, the great Israeli military historian, has said the U.S. was responsible for the death of 6 million people in Laos, in South Vietnam, in North Vietnam, and in Cambodia. Of course, no American, those names are not on a wall anyplace in Washington. Nobody cares about that sort of thing. But at some point, the American troops started to mutiny. They started to refuse their orders. They started to have sit-down strikes. And I think that when that started happening, it scared the pants off the people in Washington, the striped pants, and they had to start getting the troops out. They had to end the war. And something even similar happened to that after World War One, when Winston Churchill, the evil Winston Churchill, wanted to take over all of the Ottoman Empire, make it part of the British Empire, and conquer it, and make them actual colonies of Britain. And he writes about this in his private letters. He says it's so horrible that the British troops had had enough of war. They wanted to go home. They weren't going to fight anymore. They weren't going to go conquer what has since become Iraq and Syria and Lebanon and so forth. So that is actually what's going to happen. This is what they fear most, when their own troops, their own soldiers, even their own spies are going to put the people first instead of the government first.
We're going to go to break, long segment coming up, Lou, but when we come back, I want to get your take on what you were already alluding to. In fact, I did an audio blog a few days ago on this specific issue, that the system, whenever we're ready to stand up and fight back, they always retreat. But then when we get comfortable again, they always reemerge. We've seen that with the TSA. They backed off not just on Thanksgiving Day, but have backed off in many respects since then. And as you said, they're now trying to come back a month later to start enforcing it. They don't want us to ever gain critical mass. And they don't ever want us to learn that we can have political victories, just like you mentioned with the troops in Vietnam. Stay there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
It's 34 after. Thank you for joining us. It's the next to last live transmission of 2010 as we hurdle to 2011 and beyond. Lou Rockwell of LouRockwell.com is our guest. Our websites, of course, are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Lou, going back to the point that I was starting to make before the break, I mean, I guess to simply quantify it, they don't ever want us to have a chance to fight them out in the open peacefully and show the power of the people, show that we have common sense and the majority and the republic on our side, and we see them back off. And I have read the histories as a you covered and can concur that it was finally when the troops started saying no, they didn't want that message to be sent that the ruling powers had lost control. They wanted to then shift and behave like they had decided to end the war that was just a black hole for drug dealing and their no-bid contracts. And more and more, I see the establishment not having just that psychopathic gleam of the priest of power, but more and more I am seeing desperate fear. Can you elaborate on your statement, but then also get into what you think the state of this corrupt global government is and how you see liberty versus tyranny colliding in the future?
You know, Alex, there's no question that they're terrified. And I always get a kick out of it when there's some little Cessna that flies by mistake over Capitol Hill. And all of a sudden, they're all running around like chickens with their heads cut off and going crazy. Just recently, they shut down the Pentagon stop on the metro, the D.C. area subway system, because somebody had a flashing Christmas ornament. And so they, you know, shut down the subway, you know, and they're all terrified. And on the metro, for example, they have a friend who just told me they have groups of five armored troops, or maybe they're armored police, I don't know, with automatic weapons patrolling around. Well, this, of course, is to go after us, not terrorists, and to terrorize us, to make us afraid. But it's also because the government is afraid. I think the government has been afraid for, maybe they've always been afraid. Maybe they always have realized that they're just like a bunch of fleas on a dog, and they're always afraid we're going to scratch them off. And we can scratch them off. And they are constantly terrified. Of course, that can mean that they're even more brutal than normal because they're terrified. But they can't actually, if the people refuse to go along, they can't actually do anything to us. So, and we only need peaceful resistance. After all, the tools of violence, of murder, of all the weapons and the bombs and that sort of thing, those are the tools of government. They're not the tools of a peaceful resistance. We don't need that stuff. I believe that we can do it just by telling them no, by withholding our consent. I take the very radical position. For example, I don't vote. I don't. If somebody enjoys voting, well, go right ahead. But I would argue that it's actually a negative to vote, because it's the sacrament of the state, the sacrament of the democratic religion that you're supposed to partake in this. They want you to be focused on them, focused on the politicians, love the politicians, be cheering for, you know, gangster A versus gangster B.
Well, that's what all the telescreens now in 9,000 locations. First, it was 800 Walmarts. Now 9,000 stores to have huge telescreens where they force their way into your life in the market, where they force their way into your life in the school, telling kids that men with, turbans are under the table about to climb out and hurt them. I mean, it literally is a religion of them being front and center and playing the part of our God. But then meanwhile, they act so afraid of the public. We get their internal training manuals that law enforcement leaked to us and others. And they're totally afraid of Ron Paul, of Bob Barr, of libertarians, of gun owners, of returning veterans, all tyrants. Hitler was afraid of the military. I mean, this is classic tyranny, and I'm reminded of Proverbs 28:1, the wicked flee when no man pursueth them. They act guilty. They're not just guilty on the intellectual evidence. They act like crooks.
Well, they know they're crooks. And I remember the great Lysander Spooner, the 19th century American anarchist, who said, what's the difference between a congressman and a highwayman? And he said, the difference is the highwayman doesn't ask you to call in the honorable. So that's, I mean, these people, you know, as Murray Rothbard said, government is a gang of thieves writ large. It acts like a gang of thieves. It has the morals of a gang of thieves. And just like a regular gang of thieves, they're terrified that the victims might organize against them.
And that's it. And our forefathers weren't perfect, but you notice how much time the media and education spends demonizing them. It's because I've studied a wide spectrum of history. There's never been a more truly educated group of people, never a more a flower of renaissance and awakening. And I mean, literally trying to read their letters. They weren't showing off with complex words and prose. These were people who it was honored to be an inventor or a trailblazer or a scientist or an inventor. And so because that was what the competition was about, it accelerated an amazing, again, flower of the Renaissance, and is the greatest example of anything that we've developed so far, and that's why they're trying to pull it down and destroy it.
Well, you'll notice in schools, of course, children are no longer taught about great businessmen, great inventors, other great figures in the private sector. They're only taught about alleged great people in the government, and you're right that we're supposed to forget anybody in the 18th century or before. In fact, the current American regime was founded by Abraham Lincoln. You only have to, I urge anybody, if you have the unfortunate duty of having to go to Washington, D.C., make sure you go look at the Lincoln Temple. This was built in the Progressive Era, a time of vastly increasing government like our own. And this thing is modeled after the Temple of Jupiter, best and greatest in ancient Rome, the chief god of the Roman state. Abraham Lincoln is in his throne. He's got fascists on either side of his throne. And this is a god. So, yeah, the government always is in competition with God. The government would like to beat God. I think they looked to the days of the Pharaoh, and that was the best time when the government actually was God.
Well, that's why their symbol in the New World Order is the pyramid. And for those that don't know what fasci are, in Rome, their main symbol and what their armies carried and what was carved on their temples and government buildings is a bundle of sticks tied together with hatchets on the top, meaning we enslave you, we bind you, and force, or what Mao said, you know, political power goes out of the barrel of a gun, you know, force impels you to serve us. And you're right, they brought into the Senate, what, in the last 80 years or so, and suddenly everywhere, fasci, it's on our money. I mean, they're telling you what they are.
Well, it's true, and of course, this is what the fascist party and the system of fascism is therefore named after. And by the way, fascism and fascist is not just an epithet. This is an actual political philosophy, it's an economic philosophy, and it is the current regime in America. It may be a form of, so far, soft fascism, but this government, big business, big government partnership against the people, that is fascism, and that is, of course, the way the government runs. The huge corporate interests in league with a huge government to rip off the American people and rip off, in fact, the people of the whole world through the Federal Reserve and all the World Bank and the UN and all the rest of the things the U.S. government and its power elite set up. So this is fascism is a very real thing. I never thought communism, even though communism was, you know, maybe the worst thing ever to exist in terms of the way countries were run. But it was never, I don't think there was ever any danger of Americans becoming communists. But I must say, after Federal Failure Day on 9/11/1, when I saw the reaction of Americans, and since then, I thought, you know, now I understand how Hitler came to power. Now I understand how people you thought of as decent, great people in Germany could overnight all of a sudden be cheering for a police state and for all kinds of other, you know, and demonizing it.
Well, that's what's scary is I've studied Weimar Germany and the people, low crime rates, very moral by our standards, very hardworking, and they bought the Kool-Aid because they'd been in a depression, they were scared, that they'd been demoralized, and they just, and by the way, 20 million Germans died in that war, folks, so, I mean, look at what it cost them buying into that big government fraud.
Well, it's true, and if you know, a key thing has been, as you pointed out, it was the Weimar Depression and the Weimar Inflation, which was forced on Germany. Even John Maynard Keynes said wrongly, after all, there were other people responsible for starting World War One. It wasn't just Germany, Russia, France, and Britain too. But they didn't have any reparations put on them. It had a horrific effect.
Well, they were on record upset at Germany's rise. The British Empire couldn't compete with them.
No, that's, of course, this was all about, that's what the war was about. And so they crushed, it's always evil, St. Augustine talked about this, it's an evil thing in a war, as bad as war is, one of the worst things in war is to seek to totally crush the opposition, grind them into the ground, destroy their society, destroy everything about them. It brings just hate and more evil. And, of course, we had the second installment of World War One, and just a few years later, World War Two. But the Germans went through this hyperinflation, which has tremendous, not only tremendous economic effects, but tremendously bad cultural and moral effects on a people. It destroys people's belief in anything permanent. And it had a very, very bad effect on the Germans. And in fact, that's something we face today in this country. We face the possibility, certainly of a 1970s-style inflation, maybe something much worse. We can know for sure because things depend on the subjective opinions of the people. It's not just what the government does. The government's printing the money. It depends on what our view is of what's happening.
The overall confidence, but the indicators are the debt ratios are astronomically bigger, as you know, as the head of the Von Mises Institute, compared to what they were in the 70s. And people know real unemployment is 22%. They know it's not 9.8. And that was my next question for you. Ron Paul has stated this, Dr. Paul, you've stated it, people who really studied history and finance. The great danger is, and I want you to elaborate, Lou Rockwell, here with us today, is that during this crisis period, they may actually use it to bring in the more hardcore fascism, and that might come out of the Republican Party or something, as the solution. So instead of using total government slash fascist failure as a way to get our republic back and more freedom, it may go the other direction into just hardcore hyper-tyranny.
Well, we're in a crisis. We're facing a greater crisis. And in a crisis, this is when radical change can happen. But, of course, it can be radically bad as well as radically good. Back in under the, I mentioned Nixon before, under the Nixon regime and the evil Arthur Burns, who was the Bernanke of that period, they ginned up inflation. And in order to prevent prices from going up, and Nixon thought that in order to be reelected, he had to have start up an artificial bubble, an artificial boom, by having the Federal Reserve massively increase the money supply. But to prevent that from having effects on prices, he put on price and wage controls, which is entirely a totalitarian measure where the government is putting a gun to the head of every businessman.
Yeah, that's Hugo Chavez.
Beg pardon?
I mean, that's Hugo Chavez.
Well, yeah, all these guys. I mean, this is the weapon of the dictator. The price and wage controls, capital controls, foreign exchange controls. So, yeah, if they are going to try this, I think the difference is there are, you know, thanks to you and thanks to the work of so many other people, the American people are far more aware today, at least the minority, of what's going on. They understand what's going on. They don't believe the government. And I think, you know, it's a race between us and them. I mean, can we inspire and educate enough Americans so that they will stand up and they'll say no to the government? Or are they going to become, you know, brown shirts? I mean, that's the battle we face. I happen to be optimistic. I think we've got more economic trouble in the meantime. Criminally created economic trouble by very bad men using the government to enrich themselves and their cronies and hurting the rest of us.
And it's so out in the open. I mean, never before, tens of trillions disappearing, and Congress says, where's the money? In committee hearing after committee meeting, and we see the spectacle of private bankers saying, I'm not going to tell you. I mean, this is insane.
Well, I've been fighting the Fed for like 40 years. And I can tell you, for the vast majority of that time, you couldn't get anybody interested. No, you know, it was just a little name on the bill in your pocket. Otherwise, it had no meaning. Because of Ron Paul, now there's a huge number of Americans who not only are aware of the Fed, aware of the Fed's depredations, but they hate the Fed. And that is a very, very good thing. So I think, you know, we don't want to hate people. I mean, I think, you know, again, St. Augustine was right. You hate the sin, love the sinner. So we want to hate the Federal Reserve, what the Federal Reserve does, and try to convert the people who are doing these bad things to us. But we, regardless of whether we can convert them or not, we have to stop them.
Well, Lou, as you know, that's an example of how much liberty has grown, and the fact that we've had a game changer and we're really starting to win. Is 10 years ago, Ron Paul couldn't get one co-sponsor to audit the Fed. He passed it in the House this year. They watered it down in the Senate. But the beginning of the end has happened, and as Zbigniew Brzezinski a few months ago was bemoaning this to the Council on Foreign Relations, that people are finally awake, not to the puppet politicians, but to the big mega banks who aren't free market, who want a socialist system to transfer it through fascism. They socialize, collectivize us to put us on the plantation, but then use a fascist system through government on top of it, kind of caked on top with the icing to transfer the funds to them. It's the beginning of the end when the general public, now over 80% in major polls, know the Federal Reserve is the problem and want to get rid of it. I mean, there's no way that they're going to be able to reverse that. And people expect instant victories. They expect that, oh, Ron Paul should have won in 2008. He won in getting the real issues out. Now look what it's turned into today.
Oh, absolutely. He had a huge educational victory. And there was a funny article in Forbes maybe a year and a half ago where the writer said, look, this is extremely dangerous. The Fed has to be boring. He said if the Fed becomes interesting, then the great technocrats who are running our lives and who know better than us and are taking care of everything won't be able to operate. And he said this is the real damage that Ron Paul is doing. He's making the Fed interesting. Well, of course, Ron Paul has done that. He has made the Fed interesting. It should be interesting because they're ripping us off. They are ripping you off. They're ripping your children, your grandchildren, and all Americans into the future off. So, yeah, we ought to be interested in it, and we ought to do something about it.
Lou Rockwell, LouRockwell.com, one of the most powerful speakers and minds we interview. Honored to have him. Final segment with Lou straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Our final segment with Lou Rockwell. Then at the start of the next hour, we're going to have Jim Mars on, talk about his book on banking, and get his take on a lot of other important issues. I want to tell you about one of our great sponsors. It's Made in America, high quality diamond gusset jeans. They've got a special running right now where you can get 3 free gifts. Go to gusset.com/America. To get the free T-shirts or music CDs and things with your purchase, that's gusset.com/America or 888-8-GUSSET, and Gusset spelled G-U-S-S-E-T, 888-8-GUSSET. If you want jobs in this country, you better vote with your pocketbook. A lot of people talk about wanting to have jobs here, but they still buy the Chinese junk. And, of course, don't forget, we're running it into the new year. You can get 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, the live video stream, the archives, my book, Paul Watson's book, all of my films in super high quality, and so much more. Now, 7 years up and running, PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all the listeners. We couldn't do it without you, and you can certainly see the effect we're really starting to have together as all the tyranny we forewarned people about is now unfolding. Only got about 4 minutes left with Lou Rockwell of LouRockwell.com. Lou, I wanted to bring up some of the tricks the social engineers have. One of them is stage crises or using a crisis, like Emanuel said to the Wall Street Journal, don't let a good crisis go to waste. Ron Paul's talked about the Gulf of Tonkin. I was going to bring up to you, you know, staged events or Mutalib admittedly being, you know, given a visa because an unnamed agency told the State Department to give the underwear bomber the weapon. What's your take on staged events?
Well, I think they certainly take place. You mentioned Gulf of Tonkin, Pearl Harbor. Was something Franklin Roosevelt wanted to have happen. Woodrow Wilson wanted us into World War One and wanted the Lusitania attacked. So, you know, governments love wars. I mean, for the rest of us, we think of a war as, you know, horrific. I mean, dead people, wounded people, property destroyed. I mean, just anti-civilization. But these people, they love war. And so they're very different from us. On the other hand, I think we always have to take into account that the government is a very stupid organization. It has to do with the economics of bureaucracy. It's a dangerous organization. Think of it like a huge blind rabid dog. So if it steps on you, boy, you're dead. If it grabs you by the jaws, you've had it. But it is possible to avoid it. So yes, they're capable of anything. I don't think, you know, if the government doesn't do something evil, it's only because they don't think it's in their interest, or they didn't think of it, or they can't figure out how to do it. But there's nothing that's beyond them morally. They're glad to start wars, kill people en masse. I mean, there's nothing beyond them. But again, as the bureaucracy is stupid. So thank goodness they're not smart. And thank goodness that private intellectuals, private people, private study, private shows like yours, private organizations, private books, private websites, we are able to refute and resist these people. We're able to spread the truth about history, about economics, about all the things that are going on in the world today and all the things they're doing to us. So I think, again, the government, again, is capable of anything evil, but they are a stupid organization. That's the reason that we can win.
But you do support a new 9/11 investigation?
Oh, sure. I'd like to see a new Pearl Harbor investigation. I mean, I think I'd like to see an actual. You know, I remember the heroic Church hearings of the 1970s when Senator Frank Church actually looked into the CIA, and we got some great information of the sort we sort of knew existed, but it's great to have the facts.
Yes.
About the murders and the coups and all the evil deeds of the CIA. So I'd like to see this for everything about the government. Absolutely.
Well, incredible interview. I want you to have a great New Year. In 30 seconds, do you agree with me that the tide is starting to turn?
I think the tide is turning, absolutely. I think the tide is, I must say I was very pessimistic right after 9/11, but I think today, absolutely, people are waking up, people are learning, they're educating themselves. So,
Wonderful. Lou Rockwell, thank you so much.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio, starts here.